We're going to learn how to save energy and keep our homes more comfortable during the winter. It's the latest segment in our Teach Me What You Know series. Adam Wisey is with us. He's Assistant Field Supervisor with Project Home. It's a nonprofit serving Dane and Greene counties that assists about 1,000 households each year with a variety of no-cost and low-cost home improvement programs, like, I imagine, winterizing. Adam, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
So we're a little late here, but I am always late to this sort of thing. What are some things we can do right now to start winterizing our home?
Well, the biggest thing is to make sure that all of your doors and windows are in operable condition and that they close and open properly. The windows, the biggest problem is probably the double hung windows. And if they're not locked at the sash properly, that top sash tends to ride down. And if you haven't looked at it since summer months, it's open.
It sounds like a little thing. How big a difference can that make?
Well, the biggest improvement that any homeowner can make to their home is ensuring that their home is insulated and air sealed. So making sure that you don't have those outside air leaks coming in is really important.
Suppose we've got some leaks and we've done what we can, but it's still leaking. We're probably not going to get the windows replaced midwinter like this. What kind of things can we do then?
Sure, certainly. One of the easiest things and most widely available would be to get the plastic window insulating kits, and it's really a window air sealing kit. They're really effective at stopping outside drafts, and they're easy to install. They have everything they need right in the kit, and as long as you have a good tight seal all the way around the perimeter, when you put it on, it'll work really well.
I've done those before. I know you're supposed to get them so they're perfectly flat. Mine are always a little wrinkly. Does that ruin the impact, or does it still help a little?
As long as it's sealed all the way around the perimeter, it's really not that big of a deal.
My one main winterizing tactic over the years has been rope caulk. I'm the king of rope caulk. I still do it on some windows. I had a very poorly insulated room that thankfully we've insulated now. And can that make a difference, a little rope caulk here and there?
Absolutely. Rope caulk would do a really good job at stopping those outside air leaks. Regular tube caulk and a caulk gun as well. They make peelable caulks that you can remove seasonally, so your windows aren't sealed shut permanently.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
the other thing that you can do is
blanking on it there. We can come back to it. That's okay.
Yep.
So outside the windows, what are some other – and you mentioned doors, of course. So what can we do if we've got a door that doesn't quite seal as well?
Right. You can just check and make sure that the door is not warped, that that the weather stripping is intact around it. If you tend to get drafts underneath the doors,
right,
at the threshold, and a lot of, you know, widely available door sweeps, easy to install with a screwdriver and some screws. So that's really effective. Sometimes doors don't close fully, so you can adjust the strike plate or the latch and make sure that they close a little tighter to seal them up better.
I've seen people have those, they're kind of like door-length pillows that they just lay out in front of the bottom when they've got that gap at the bottom. Are those fairly effective?
They are effective. And again, it's that whole same principle of stopping that air leak.
So yeah, that's the key, is stopping the air movement. If there's any kind of breeze, it's really, really hurting us there.
That's correct.
So outside of the doors and the windows, that air movement, taking a look at our furnaces, boilers, our HVAC system, or I guess it's just the H is the important bit there.
It's important this time of year.
Uh-huh.
Really don't want to lose sight of the V in HVAC either,
which ventilation.
Is ventilation, because when you tighten these houses up in the wintertime, you do have to manage the moisture in them. So running that bath fan when you're showering, leaving it on after you're done, just to make sure that you don't get excessive condensation on the windows or any excess moisture is really a potential for a mold problem down the road. So it's important to keep that in mind. But back to the heating system, just having a qualified HVAC company come out and check over your system, either annually or every other year, as long as you haven't had any damage to it or changes, that's really important. Making sure that all the vents are unobstructed, the intake and the exhaust for your furnace, water heater. Trim back bushes, make sure the snow is cleared away from the vents. That's all really important. Replacing systems is on a grander scale, but again, that's more of a long-term thing or an emergency thing.
I was going to say, in the winter, we're probably just going to do that in emergency situations. But as we're evaluating how our furnace is working, and think looking ahead to the spring when we don't need the heater and that's the time to replace it. What should we be thinking about? When should we make the call? Like, it's still, you know, technically working, but
well,
maybe it needs to go.
Every household's going to be different, and it's a matter of what their budget is. And it's important to keep in mind there are some great resources in Wisconsin to help out with that. For more vulnerable populations, low to moderate income households, there is an emergency heating system replacement and repair program in Wisconsin. So if you are in a household that qualifies for energy assistance, that is an option for you. At least that'll keep you limping along through the rest of the heating season. The Focus on Energy offers a lot of rebates. They have a great website at www.focusonenergy.com, and it's important to check that out if you're thinking of replacing a heating or air conditioning system. There are a lot of qualified contractors that work through Focus on Energy who've had extensive training to install these systems properly and set them up to make sure they're running correctly and efficiently. And all that info can be found on focusonenergy.com.
And the goal there, it's kind of a double goal. It seems like you replace the old system that's really inefficient, and you take advantage of newer energy-saving technology. So partly the old system is old, and that's why it's bad. Partly it hasn't taken advantage of that newer technology, right?
That's true.
And how about humidifying? I've heard that makes a house feel warmer. It makes it obviously feel less dry, and that's a benefit in itself. Does running a humidifier help with our energy efficiency or perception of warmth in some way?
It's more of a perception of warmth. The warm air can hold a greater quantity of heat. The moist air can hold a greater quantity of heat, rather. I'm not a big fan of the humidifiers. When we're looking at homes to make them more energy efficient, you have to tighten up that building shell, the walls, the attics, the basements, the crawl spaces. And as you do that, the home tends to retain more moisture, which over time can be a big problem in some households. The number one cause of building failure across the United States is moisture problems.
Interesting. Something I got to watch out for in my house. Something I always wonder when I'm looking at my roof from outside and seeing the melting patterns of snow, seeing the icicles, knock on wood, we don't get ice dams this year. Are there things as we look at our rooftop that should make us wonder, do I need to change something either now or when I can get in there over the summer?
Yeah, down here we recently had a light dusting of snow. And as you drive around town, you can see where that snow is melting on the roof is where the heat is being lost in the attic. The biggest thing you can do there is it's a little daunting for most homeowners to go up in the attic and find these holes in their building shell and seal them up. But again, Focus on Energy. There's a lot of qualified contractors, home performance specialists, building analysts. If you suspect you have a problem, or if you look up at your roof and you see all the snow is melted off and you have icicles or ice dams, it's probably a good idea to call someone in and help you out with that.
Let's go from the top of the house to the ground level. How big, where there's that basement, there's the foundation peeking up there. How big a source is that for heat loss? Is that a good place to get insulated?
That's a good place to get insulated because it's accessible in most homes for most homeowners. Again, getting into the attic spaces is not an option for a lot of people, but most people can go down in their basement, look at the top of their foundation, and where the floor joists meet the foundation, there's these little boxes up there. Now, they should have insulation in them. If they don't, they need insulation in them. So you want to either put fiberglass or any other type of insulation in there that fits tightly. Make sure you seal up any air leaks. So if you have a lot of plumbing, electrical penetrations through there, caulk those shut first before insulating, because again, you'll get problems with moisture.
So other tips that we haven't hit, anything with hot water pipes or anything like that?
Absolutely. You don't want to forget about the water heater. So they sell sticks of pipe insulation. They sell water heater blankets. All these things are really effective at slowing the heat loss from your water heater tank and through the pipes. So go ahead, put that on, follow the manufacturer's instructions, and check your water heater's warranty to make sure you're not voiding the water heater warranty by putting a blanket around the tank.
Can you give us some insight into how much money we're talking about saving when we do some of this stuff? Or I know we've talked about a wide variety of things that might be arranged, but is it worth it? Do these things pay off in the long run?
These things really pay off in the long run, especially as fuel prices continue to rise going down the road. Again, the most cost-effective stuff to do would be the insulation and the air sealing. That's going to save money immediately. It's going to improve comfort in the home, increase your building durability, and create a more safe and healthy environment to live in. So, you know, that's been a benefit immediately. There's, you know, the high-efficiency heating system will pay off over time generally, but it's going to take a long time to pay off. So the bigger bang for your buck would be the insulation and the air sealing.
You mentioned Focus on Energy and their help that they can provide, Wisconsin Energy Assistance and Weatherization. What kind of things do you do at Project Home for senior and low-income residents?
Well, we do all that work we talked about. So we provide energy assessments through the Low-Income Weatherization Program in the state of Wisconsin. And again, we serve Dane County and Greene County. All 72 counties in Wisconsin are covered by an agency like Project Home in the weatherization network. So you can check that out at www.homeenergyplus.wi.gov. And there's a map showing all the energy assistance providers for each county. And that's where you'd get the ball rolling to see if you qualify for that.
So if people are getting sticker shock at some of these improvements we've talked about, that's a good place to start.
That's a good place to start if you are in need and you have limited resources. Otherwise, I would start with focusonenergy.com. There's a great link there called Find It with Focus. You can enter your zip code in and enter what service you're looking for. You can look up HVAC contractors, building analysts, energy auditors, insulation companies. There's a lot of great resources on finditwithfocus.com.
And those plastic window kits and the caulk we talked about, a pretty cheap way to get started.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Adam Wisey. He is Assistant Field Supervisor with Project Home, a nonprofit serving Dane and Greene counties that assists about 1,000 households each year with some of the things we've been talking about and other home improvement programs. Our next Teach Me What You Know segment, another winter weather tip. Ice fishing. It's coming up in a couple weeks.